Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Now too many nights have passed. What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Patterned phenomena. An officer starts to enjoy roughing people up. Nothing happens, there's no intervention, there's no rigorous investigation. There's reason to fear that the next police shooting will involve an officer who's been on that path. Every data point in the Citizens Police Data Project is a story of abuse. What we found is it was almost an infinitesimal percentage that resulted in any kind of meaningful discipline.
The right to be and lock and take this man's life up and let it be a message to every Chicago.
We had had a system in this police department that really was, in a sense, dedicated to not knowing things that were knowable. Tremendous harms for societies flow from that kind of official denial. The antidote is transparency, and it's really that core principle that the Invisible Institute is dedicated to. This is a hyper-segregated city, and I began to try to understand the larger city in which I lived, and eventually found myself in this utterly fascinating and compelling world of high-rise public housing. That setting was where I was exposed to certain patterns of unconstitutional, abusive, predatory policing. So my reporting came to focus very intensely on those conditions on the ground. And after several years of that kind of reporting, several of the cases gave rise to federal civil rights lawsuits, one of which became a now landmark decision, Calvin versus Chicago, in which I was the plaintiff. And finally, in 2014, the ruling in the case of the Illinois Appellate Court was that police misconduct files are public information. They belong to the public. What we learned was from 2000 to 2016, only 1.2% of civilian complaints resulted in an officer being disciplined in the form of suspension or termination. out of more than 8,700 excessive force claims from January 2007 to June 2016, investigators sustained only 1.5% of the cases. Some 61% of complaints come from Black Chicagoans, yet those complaints make up only 25% of those eventually proven. Similarly, Black officers are disproportionately found guilty of an offense and suffer higher punishments as a result. We had this incredible trove of information, and so the question for us became, how do we go about making this information legible, useful to citizens in general? The outgrowth of that is something called the Citizens Police Data Project, a public-facing database that houses in civil society these documents and allows all sorts of lines of inquiry and analysis. I mean, fully 82% of the force received between 0 and 4 complaints in the course of their careers. Some officers and some groups of officers have extraordinarily high numbers of complaints. Now, nobody would for a moment suggest that pattern predicted what happened on October 20th, 2014. The Laquan McDonald case is really probably the single most dramatic illustration of why it's so important that public information be public.
Three Chicago police officers are charged with an alleged cover-up in connection with the deadly shooting of a Black teenager.
The initial official account of the shooting was aggressive young man with a knife, lunges at police officer in self-defense and defense of his fellow officers. The police officer shoots him in the chest. He dies sometime later at a nearby hospital. A copy of the autopsy revealed that he was shot 16 times front and back. So whatever happened that night, the police account of what happened could not be true.
A tornado flew around my roof before you came. Excuse the mess it made, it usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not?
It got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it, though I'm lying down thinking about you. Oh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Forever. Ooh. I'm thinking about forever. Hey. 'Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. never walked in my shoes. If you ain't ever gone through what I've been through, never had to fight for your life. Man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever gone through what
don't
I've been through. Never
no.
had to fight for your
don't
life.
Judge me,
man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes. If you ain't ever gone through what I've been through, never had to fight for your life. Man, it's alright. Don't judge
if
me.
You ain't never had to endure what I done been through. If you ain't never traveled the road that I done been through. If you ain't spent late nights in a cold cell. If you ain't never been down in the bottoms of hell. If you ain't never had baby mama drama. If you ain't never had to pull out your llama. Yo, pistol boy, I'm talking that heat, I'm talking that iron. If you ain't in these streets, then don't you worry about my soul.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
In the shoes.
You ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life.
For your life.
Man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't
hey.
Ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't
hey.
Ever gone through what
don't
I've been through.
Me.
Never had to fight for your life.
Me.
Man, it's alright. Don't judge
come
me.
Come in the church when do rags and thims. They looking at me like, man, who is him? They wanna know why I come with such swag, but they don't know that I come with such bag, such baggage, such lust, such hate, ayy. I've been through it all, man, don't hate, ayy. I've been through the struggle, I've been through the grind, I've been through nothing but hard times.
Had my share of pain, shed my share of tears. Lost more than I gained, yet I'm still standing here. I made it cause I held on to, cause I'm changing hands. Couldn't keep it to myself, I had to tell him when I can. But Satan thought he had me locked behind them bars. Thought I would give up easy and turn my back on God. But God showed his love and grace and his mercy. And I guess that's why they mad and they ain't on me. But if you, you ain't ever walked in my shoes. You ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life. Man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever gone through what
don't
I've been through. Never had to fight for your
don't
life.
Judge me.
Man, it's alright. Don't judge me.
Check this out, man. The Bible say God's no respect to a person. At the same time, he doesn't judge the outward appearance. But you're looking at the heart, you know what I'm talking about? Don't judge me because of my struggle, man. I don't need you to judge me because of my grind. Because you ain't been through what I've been through. Don't judge me because of my fashion looking at me any kind of way. I promise you I'm anointed for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening? This is Taste of Me, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Hey, shorty, got it from the get-go. Kid like me, no, I'm pimping on thank you. Thank you, big bang.
Thank you.
And I published an article February 10th, 2015 in Slate reporting on this, which is what sort of broke the story open. For the next 13 months beyond the incident, the city continued to double down on its false narrative. It refused to release the video and other information on the grounds that this was an open investigation. And pressure just built and built and built and built, and finally built to a point when a judge ruled that the video should be released.
I want to just warn our viewers what you are about to see. Video of this police officer shooting and killing this 17-year-old teenager.
The officer in the shooting was named Officer Jason Van Dyke, and immediately everybody went to our database to find out about Officer Van Dyke's history. And what people found when they went to the database is that Van Dyke had 20-odd complaints against him, 10 of which were for excessive force, and a number of those coupled with racial verbal abuse. That pattern that emerged from those 20 complaints surely warranted a supervisor, an investigator, looking to see what was going on with this officer. You know, I don't want anybody to imagine that we have a metric for saying X number of complaints, bad officer. That's really not the point of the data. The point of the data is you have the means to identify relatively early, before the worst thing happens, occasions to intervene. The police play an absolutely critical role in a democracy. And we vest them with extraordinary powers, the power to stop and detain people, the power to use force, the power under certain circumstances to use deadly force. These are extraordinary powers. And in a democracy, with power comes accountability.
Thanks for watching.